Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You bought Bellowman.
Do you hear that? It's the sweet sound of silence from Total Home Comfort. Stay cool in the Metro East heat and turn to the experts at Bellowman and Carrier. Dial B-E-L-O-M-A-N or visit Bellowman.com.
If you are looking for a new car, this is a perfect time to get into any of the Bomarito locations, either brand new or pre-owned. If you go online, their website is amazing. You can peruse about 12,000 vehicles right there online. I think a lot of us do our homework before, read reviews, find out what the best deal is, what the value is, warranties, all of that. Bomarito will let you know about all those as well. And at Bomarito right now, they're celebrating their Bomarito 500 with their Race to the Savings sales event. So when you buy or lease any new or pre-owned vehicle at any of the Bomarito dealerships, you make the best deal and you get two tickets to the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway later this summer. It's later in August. And if you mention me, Courtney, talking about the Race to the Savings sales event, you're going to get an additional $500. Y98 it is, the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin the intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand. Show Lance some love today on Twitter and text. He's going to have a long, long day with the Courtney and Company day off.
And it started with Courtney picking on him about being bald.
Right.
So anything you can offer.
Listen, I wasn't picking on him. I was saying that he's bald, so he's not going to be as hot.
Got it.
I was trying to find a silver lining in the heat, and that was the best I could do at 5:40 in the morning. Okay, so Kevin, I came in today, and Kevin, for 20 minutes, was talking about the story that he posted online, and he is mad. It's the little things with Kevin. It's never a big, huge story that really ticks him off. It's something really small. You know his dislike of Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
Really dislikes her.
I'm not a big fan either.
And they're putting her as a host for everything.
Yeah. And my dislike is not because of what she does or how she does things. It's the fact that she does things all the time. And because of her, you know, posting and all her stuff on Twitter, I've got to then repost everything she does.
And you're not that interested in her.
No,
you don't find
all.
Her that extraordinary.
Yes.
I agree.
Right. She's in our prep and just sort of the pop culture talk more than her fame
allows her to be.
It seems.
And yes. It seems weird, too, because I think her husband, John Legend, is way more talented than Chrissy.
She's funny.
She owns social media.
Funny. Yeah.
And that's where it comes from.
Yes.
Social media. I mean, it can work for you and can work against you.
But isn't that a weird thing? We're used to, like, somebody who we're talking about all the time, well, they're in that movie or that TV or something, and it's strange now to have these people just from social media.
So, Kevin, why don't you tell everyone the story that you're really bothered about?
Yeah, okay. So I come in this morning, and there's a story that went viral over a family photo. There was a family out of Texas who were, you know, touring one of the national parks and took a picture with their extended family around one of the signs. And then when they checked it later, they realized they were photobombed by a topless woman.
Oh, wow.
She lifted up her shirt and has one boob showing.
Mm. Okay. And I'm getting upset.
I was most impressed there's no bra that she's wearing. Like, wow, you can get away with that?
She's on vacation.
I'm just wondering where the other boob is, but go on.
But she's like on the side. It's on the side.
Okay.
She's just, you know what I mean.
So I read that, and then I read further about how this family.
The woman.
How this family wants to find out the identity of this woman. And they don't tell you why.
No, they say they want to turn her over to the cops.
Okay, why? Does it matter? What are the police going to do? A public indecency? Is that it? Is it worth is it worth my time?
Is it worth the police time?
Yeah. It was it was wrong. Did it really ruin your vacation? I don't think so.
Well, they were gathered for a funeral, so the family was together because this woman that had the picture taken, her husband's grandma just passed away.
And I know we've done the photo thing too, but usually in front of a funeral home, not in front of a national park thing.
You have funeral home pics?
We have funeral home pics. It's a little bizarre, I know, but when else are you going to see everybody?
That's the last place I've ever taken. I have never had a picture taken at a funeral home.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I know. It's not, you know.
The chance of somebody flashing goes way down.
Right! I understand you're upset, but how does this then become a news story? Who finds this out?
She's trying to share it. She's trying to make it big and have it go viral, and it has.
Yeah.
If we're here in St. Louis talking about it.
Yeah, I get it. That type of stuff travels.
And I guess I'm even more flustered by it because, we shared the picture, but it's a picture of the family doing it where the woman who's topless can't be topless because, we're a public website, so it's blurred out. So you can't identify the woman anyway.
Man.
Well, you could see her face. What, do you think people are going to identify her boob?
I don't know.
Now, there's a lineup. Let me see this thing.
Tim's going to take a gander and see if he finds the ire as you do. The funny thing about the picture, though.
I want to see if I recognize, if I can help.
There's kids sitting on the top, and they're in the picture, but they're not part of their family.
Mm.
And one of the guys, the family members, got his shirt completely off. So it's not like this.
Formal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's
still not ideal for your picture with your family.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know what Kevin's saying. Chill out a little, lady.
Yeah.
There's other things to be so upset about.
Are you Chrissy Teigen.
Okay. How do you feel now, Kevin? Better?
A little better.
Okay, good. Here's Lance.
You should meet me on night, son.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city with a sun all set.
East Side on Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Last Friday, we had the first stop of the Diner and Donut Tour. This Friday, we've got the second stop, and we hope that you'll join us. We are at the Barn in Crestwood. We'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 10. We'll have t-shirts, a handful of other things to give out. Our friends from American Eagle Credit Union are making it all happen. They will be there joining us, stuff for the kids, things like that. So come in on your way to work, stop in, get some food. Again, it's at the Barn in Crestwood. And to find out when we're going to be closer to you, Y98.com/donuts. You can see all the tour dates. We're going to be all over town. St. Peter's, Il Fallon, a whole bunch of other ones. So check that out.
All right. So last year, I felt pretty content with my vacationing. I took a short trip to Arizona, my first time in Arizona, in beginning of March. I took a shorter trip in July to Lake Michigan, Michigan City, Indiana is where I went to beach walk. And then I took a week-long vacation in Mexico. And I felt like I got my travel on last year. Mm-hmm. And none of them were real long trips.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, the survey was just done about, would you rather take a bunch of quick trips or fewer long ones? Do you think people have more than, do you think most people have like, a few long vacations a year?
I don't know. Maybe they have two or three.
Really? Like 7-day trips? I mean, that just seems like a lot
to me. It seems like that because I think as a kid growing up, we usually had every couple of years the one big one.
Oh, really?
It was growing up, you got the Disney trip like every 4 years. Otherwise, it was
kind of like the World Cup.
Yeah. But
yeah, the Olympics.
Growing up in Hannibal, you're a couple hours away from St. Louis, so we would do Six Flags or we would do the zoo. That was like your short trip.
Right. And what do you guys do as a family?
We usually do one big trip
every year.
And this year it's we're going to Michigan next week. So that's our big trip. But there's usually short trips. There's usually a Kansas City trip involved or several depending on how that all works.
And that's just
out.
A weekend trip, Friday to Sunday.
Right. But I'm thinking of last year, and last year we had several little trips involved in a large trip. And I kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, You get to get away more.
Yes, you go on a little vacation, even though it's not 7 days. What about you, Tim?
We would do a week in the Ozarks every year. And then just sporadically, there'd be like, we go to California for Christmas to see cousins or, you know, like a wedding somewhere. You know, we went to Disney when I was real little, stuff like that.
Lance is a short trip guy.
Yeah, but you know what? I've found lately, because this summer especially, trips, I find that our trips, we're kind of overscheduled. I like short trips, but I think the key to those is to not have a lot of things that you're committed to doing on them.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you have a few days off, but you have no commitments, those are wonderful.
Those are fantastic. But if you've got a jam-packed little schedule in a short time
off, you need more
off,
days off.
Yeah. I they're not as recharging to me. We took a trip in June, went to North Carolina and drove it. And, you know, people were like, how was your vacation? It's like, I would say it was more of a trip than a vacation because it was just so much going on.
Well, they just did a big survey about people. Would you rather take a bunch of quick trips or few long ones? And according to the survey, 90% of people say they would rather
do the
quick trips.
Bunch
of short trips. Less stressful to plan, cheaper, and it lets you travel more often and see more things.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
And that way you have things to look forward to. You know, when you have that one big trip a year and that's the only thing you do.
And it's way off on the horizon.
And then you think about it and then it's done and you're like, I got nothing to look forward to.
But you need that full week to recharge sometimes,
yes,
I think.
I agree.
To just get away as opposed to like, oh, Thursday and Monday.
No, you know. I know. I like to take a buffer day, too, at the end of a quick trip.
Agreed.
Must be nice.
You just have to work somewhere 20 years, Tim.
I guess so, man. Yeah, I don't have the option. It's like, quick trips is chosen for me.
Yeah, I know. He's got to jam everything in from Friday at 10 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. And I do.
Monday. Yeah, he's always flying in at like midnight on a Sunday.
Yeah. And better not get sick.
Your Ashley Home Store weather, you know the drill. It's going to be hot and humid. A chance for a spot shower or storm. And the heat index is going to be around 105. And then Thursday to Saturday, we're looking at heat indices of 110. So make sure you keep your pets indoors. Make sure.
Still on Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and we got some texts. We're looking for advice for Michigan. Yeah, I did. I totally did.
You know what we should start doing? Because one of my favorite parts of the show anymore is Kevin and his text fails.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and there's a lot every morning.
So Kevin reads the text, but always seems to mess up the text, like we don't understand what they're saying, or says a word wrong.
Or one word. My favorite is when he doesn't understand the point of the text,
but then
says it valiantly. Yeah. And like laughs as if there's a joke in there. And then we go, well, wait a minute, what's the joke? And he goes, I don't know.
We might be able to compile some and end every week with Kevin's top text fails.
Great. There's no Salmon in today's
Salmon
text.
Salmon was yesterday's text fail.
Legendary.
Because we were talking about air fryers. But I think this is good info for anyone going to Michigan. I think it's a new trip that a lot of people are taking, and it's not that far to drive, but you're like, where do I go? What's the best part to go? What do I need to see when I'm there? So we got a bunch of texts at 531-9898. No pressure, Kevin.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, I recommend the Mackinac City and Bridge in the Upper Peninsula.
Mackinac.
Yeah. And I've also heard Mackinac Island. You can take the ferry there, too, from Mackinac City.
Okay.
Doing pretty well so far.
Okay. He really was like worried about the Mackinac.
Yeah. Holland, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they have. They have actual windmills from Holland.
You go there?
Yes, it really is. It's worth the day, especially if they're doing, I think they do the Tulip Festival there too.
Mm-hmm.
But that
makes
might be
sense.
In October. But that's a really neat little place,
and
too.
All kinds of Dutch stuff. You get like wooden shoes.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah.
Spent
about a week there one weekend.
Pam says, do both peninsulas from Traverse City, Leelanau, is a must. Wineries and cherry orchards galore. Jolly Pumpkin Brewing is up there, too.
Okay.
Cherry orchards.
And then New Buffalo.
Not Old Buffalo.
No, but New Buffalo.
Don't care much for Old Buffalo.
Yeah. Petoskey. It's a little beach town.
I've heard of Petoskey.
Which would be a nice place to go to. And then also from South...
Don't confuse it with Potosi. You'll be going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. And then from South Haven, there's a place called Grand Haven, which is also a little bit larger than South Haven. That's why it's grand. But it's also a nice beach town.
Okay.
And then there's an artist... I'm trying to think of the town where there's an artist... like, a, it's not... I don't want to say a commune, but a lot of artists...
Yeah, it's a commune. But go visit the commune.
But it's very art-centric, and it's really cool. They have a really neat museum there, and they do tours of not only the city, but of the outlining area. Somebody said the Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Yes. You went to the dunes, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You definitely, if you've never been to Michigan, take the dune buggy ride. It's really a neat experience, and you get to see where a lot of Michigan, for some reason, because of the way it was, they built cities there, and then over the years, the sand has... you know, remove these cities. Now, these are cities from 100 or plus years old, but they were built right there on the beach, and then now they're under sand. So it's kind of neat to see, like, old steeples and old churches.
Oh, really?
As you ride the dunes.
Well, that's cool.
That's pure Michigan right there.
That's right.
All right.
Well, thank you all for your text.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. That's helpful to a lot of people that are traveling to Michigan and don't know where to go. All right, we have Schmig coming up. I'm filling in for Jen for this Schmig, and we're going to talk about Emmy nominations, the snubs.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. We had somebody text in with a text fail. I thought Kevin's reading of the text was perfect, but apparently Mackinac Island is pronounced Mackinac.
Yeah, I did not know that. So now I do.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's like St. Louis pronunciations as well. I mean, how would you know to pronounce it Mackinac? Okay, let's get on to the Schmig. We've got a lot to get to with the Emmys. So here we go. The big story was the Game of Thrones. They lead the pack with 32 nominations. It set a new record for most nominations in 1 year. In 1994, what drama had the previous record?
ER?
Oh, I was going to say ER.
That was its first year.
With, by the way, 26 was the previous record for most nominations. You want me to give you a hint?
Was that too early for NYPD Blue?
That's exactly what it was. That's what it was.
Man,
just so full of information. So full of stuff.
And... bald.
One of those nominations was for outstanding writing for a drama series, specifically the series finale.
Oh, for Game of Thrones?
Yes. Huh. And a lot of people were hot and cold with it.
The expectations were so high. I didn't hate it as much as everybody.
Yeah. And my wife went back and rewatched like the entire series and said, "You know what? After seeing it again, you know, like binging it, It really does wrap it up very, very nicely." So it was, you know, I mean, I get it because you waited all this time.
Marvelous Mrs. All right, can I move on?
Sorry.
Mrs. Maisel. Is it Maisel?
Yeah.
Okay. That was second with 20 nominations. Chernobyl next with 19.
I guess I got to watch Chernobyl. It just looks so depressing, but I hear it's great.
They also, Game of Thrones, helped HBO regain the top spot for the most nominated network with 137. Netflix was 117, and that's worth noting because if you remember last year, Netflix ended HBO's 17-year streak as most nominated network. But that could all change next year because they have no Game of Thrones.
Right. Well, and the year before, they had no Game of Thrones, so that's...
Yeah, right. There you go. Mm-hmm. And as for snubs, Big Bang Theory, that was a huge Emmy favorite for years and years, got 3 nominations, but nothing in the major categories. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt from Netflix completely shut out. Mm. Kidding, that show on Showtime with Jim Carrey, shut out. Orange is the New Black only got 1 nomination, and that was for guest actress in a show, Laverne Cox. And Fox is going to air it on September 22nd. There's no word on a host yet. I don't know if you looked at the rundown, but Ozark got a lot of nominations this year.
Oh, good.
Best Drama, Best Actor for Jason Bateman, Best Actress for Laura Linney, Best Supporting Actress for Garner. What's her name? She, you know.
Oh, Julia.
Julia Garner.
Yeah.
We all watched that show, so that's the one why I wanted to mention it. Adam Sandler nominated as Best Actor in a Comedy Series category for his first SNL hosting gig.
Oh, nice.
Since he left the show 24 years ago. And Bruce Springsteen's nominated for a pre-recorded variety special category for Netflix, their Springsteen on Broadway.
Yeah.
Could make him an EGOT winner. Oh, he's already got 20 Grammys, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Wow.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus is one win away from making Emmy history. She's nominated again for Veep, and if she wins, she'll have 9 Emmys as a performer, more than any other actress.
Wow.
Right now, she's tied with...
Angela Lansbury.
No.
I don't know.
Susan Lucci.
No.
Male or female?
Give us a hint.
Female. The actress. It's the actress category.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Dramatic. No, but
close to Mary Tyler Moore.
Betty White.
Cloris Leachman.
Okay.
Was it Cloris Leachman? In
yes,
something?
She was. Okay. Yeah.
And Tim will take care of the big categories like drama, comedy, and the big stuff. All right, let's talk about Stranger Things. It's hard to talk about Stranger Things because Tim still has not watched it. And this is not a spoiler alert, really, because I'm not going to play the audio, but there's a 618 number that shows up this season. In the episode, they travel to Illinois. Remember that Murray Bauman from season 2?
Mm-hmm.
He's the conspiracy theory guy. Mm-hmm. Well, he's on this season. Spoiler alert. I mean, I don't think that matters. But he has to give his phone number. So people are calling the phone number, and on the phone number, you hear an answering machine message from Murray, and it may give clues as to next season.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'd play the audio, but I don't want to spoil it that much.
I'd rather, yeah.
Kevin has posted that phone number and the story online at Y98.com if you'd like to call that number yourself. All right, let's talk about Modern Family and Sarah Hyland. She is engaged to the guy that was on The Bachelor.
Wells?
Yes, The Bachelorette.
He's Wells, a radio guy.
Yes, Wells Adams. He was also on Bachelor in Paradise. He was on the one with JoJo Fletcher, but they got engaged. She posted some pictures, and he also posted some pictures. So congratulations to her. Ed Sheeran's got a show in Moscow on Friday, and there's this enormous statue that somebody, I don't know, made for him to welcome him to Moscow. And you can see the picture at Y98.com.
It's hilarious.
Cargo shorts on the statue, I hope?
Isn't it fan art?
I guess, but he's very comfortable. You know, just kind of lounging.
It looks like he has bike shorts on to me.
Really?
Y98.com, you can see that. And everybody, all the old age app thing that went around yesterday.
Yeah.
There's more celebrities that got into it, including Scooter Braun, that joked the last few weeks have really taken a toll on him.
That's funny.
That's the Schmig. More at 8:37. Tim will have more on the Emmys, and Leonardo DiCaprio still does not want to talk about the door controversy from the Titanic.
He even
smacked down one of his co-stars.
I'm with him. I'm getting sick of it.
From Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, when
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. 3 locations and a 4th coming soon. If you haven't been yet, you got to check it out. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Particularly follow us on there today because we'll be posting a bunch from Courtney & Company day off at the ballpark. So if you can't join us and you want pictures of us out there sweating like crazy, follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98. Lots to get to today. We said it earlier in the show. It is, in fact, National Hot Dog Day. So happy National Hot Dog Day to you and yours. Lots of deals going on out there. 7-Eleven Big Bite hot dogs for $1. Sonic, you can get a bunch of stuff. But go local. Steve's Hot Dogs, if you haven't been, 2 location. Steve Ewing, the lead singer of The Urge, got into the hot dog business.
Huh.
They got all kinds of cool hot dogs, and it's a very St. Louis type place. There's one in the Hill, one in the Grove, and it's great. So check out Steve's Hot Dogs or whatever. Or come to the ball game today and eat hot dogs with us.
I can't not think of Mike Bush's hot dog zone anytime yeah. you bring yeah. up hot dogs.
When was that?
Oh, man, that had to be in the, was that the 80s? 90s for sure.
I've heard it so much. I never went.
Where was it?
Was out on, if I recall correctly, was out on Manchester, east of New Baldwin. So that's kind of Ellisville, Baldwin area out there.
How long was it around, do you know?
Maybe a couple years, maybe.
Okay.
And there's another, what's the other real popular hot dog joint?
Woofies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Guy Phillips is on the wall about three times there.
Yeah, it used to be. They have really pared down the number of photos on the wall. I was there a few months ago, and I was on the wall twice, and I'm completely gone.
No kidding?
Yeah.
How many guys are up still?
I don't recall.
Maybe, if you were there recently, Nick went last year and said there were a few pictures of Guy. I don't think I've ever been on a wall of a restaurant.
We need to make that.
The only one I can think of is one, Charlie Gito's downtown.
Okay,
make it count.
Good place to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he was really good friends with my dad, but I think that picture's gone too. I think it was me, Charlie, and Tommy Lasorda.
Really? Uh-huh. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, there was an incident with, when I was with Stephen D.C., and they ticked Tommy Lasorda off, and we had to go apologize.
Oh, no.
I feel like I apologized a lot yeah. for things I really didn't do.
Yeah, it was part of your gig, it seems like.
Food stuffs.
Got to tell you this, speaking of Mike Bush, the makers of Bush beer. They say the makers of Bush beer instead of just, like, we know who makes it. they're hosting a free party this Saturday at a top-secret location somewhere in the middle of a national park. That's all they tell you, but they're posting clues on Twitter. If you make it there, you get free beer plus a chance to win free beer for life. You can check out the video and all the details at y98.com.
One of my favorite
free Bush beer for life.
One of my favorite shirts during this whole Blues Stanley mm-hmm. Cup run is that Blues Bush
oh, yeah.
t-shirt.
That's been around for a few years.
Has it?
Yeah.
I love that shirt.
There's a hat of that too, and that's what my wife, she says, you know, I said, what do you want for her birthday? For your birthday, and she said, that's the thing she wants. She wants that hat of that logo you're talking about.
And I also like the Drunkest Hole t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Food stuff.
I think the Blues Bush ones are tough to find online.
Are they?
For obvious, yeah, because they're
trademarked.
You know, ripping off.
They got away with it until they got the cease and desist.
Yeah, exactly. Photo going viral. It's a pizza that's just a ring of crust, so no toppings. No sauce, no cheese, it's just a ring. But apparently this New York pizza joint made for the rapper Jadakiss. Remember Jadakiss?
Was he in the early 90s?
I'm going to say later 90s.
Oh, okay.
Which I feel like
I know that name.
Yeah. I feel like I bumped him down at by George Columbia, Missouri's hottest dance club back in the day. Juvenile and Jadakiss. Unless I'm thinking of somebody else. But anyway, check that out.
No Jodeci?
No, not a lot of slow jams at Columbia, Missouri's hottest dance club. This is a big deal.
But remember the time? You did a whole Michael Jackson. No.
Whitney Houston
tribute, and she didn't die.
Played Whitney all night, confused people. Turns out she wasn't dead. It was a rumor. Okay, is it keto diet?
Keto
diet. Guess what? This is big news if you're a keto diet fan. Blaze Pizza announced it's rolling out a keto crust with 6 grams of carbs. Instead of flour, it's made out of flaxseed, cheese, and eggs.
Yeah.
They're the first national chain to unveil a keto crust.
It's about time. It's smart.
It's a big deal. And just so you know, they're saying, hang on, where's the quote? Oh, yeah. Their innovation is changing the way that people think about and eat pizza. It's going to change the way you think about pizza.
Listen, it's smart.
It is smart. Blaze Pizza. I drove by the one the other day, so we've got three in the area.
Oh, okay, because I've never heard of it.
There's one in Kirkwood.
Uh-huh.
There's one in Richmond Heights, not far from the Brentwood Promenade and that whole area.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's one out in St. Peter's.
And it's already out, I believe, because I had a friend post a picture on Facebook.
Came out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure it lightened things up. So, yeah, check that out at Blaze Pizza, 3 area locations. Oh, and then a guy got in trouble. You can read about this at y98.com. He assaulted somebody with a box of Bagel Bites. It was in the grocery store. Oh, sorry, it was at a Dollar Tree. I didn't know Bagel Bites were still around, much less being used to assault people.
And get a good deal on them at the Dollar Tree.
That's a good point. That and so much more at Y98.com.
Food stuffs!
Why Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Just a few hours away from Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark. And we started talking about this a month or two ago. And as of last night at 7 p.m., officially sold out. Sold out of tickets, sold out of t-shirts. All the tickets are gone.
That's awesome.
It's great. I mean, we're going to have more people than we've ever had at a previous show night at the ballpark, show night or day at the ballpark. I've wanted to do a day game for a long time, too, because to me, day games shaped the person I am today. It was my one, like, fun thing I could actually do and have a good time with friends and still work and not have to take off work the next day because I'd get home early enough. It just felt like you were kind of playing hooky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just one of my favorite things. It is going to be a little steamy today. Mm-hmm. Kevin will be donning some German apparel from our friends at Johnny Brock's.
Yeah, some lederhosen, a hat,
I like
socks.
How you say lederhosen, like with an accent that's not really even German.
Didn't feel German.
If it were German, what would it sound like if he was doing a German accent, Lance?
Lederhosen.
It is the most romantic language.
It really is.
Might have to break out some Arnold. Austria's
No.
That's right, St. Louis.
Get Will you ready. Sing as Arnold?
No, I think it's a terrible idea.
Maybe a verse.
You can do whatever you want. You lost the bet. You have to wear that stupid outfit, and you have to stand in front of all of our listeners, so right. I don't really have, I have nothing to
and
say.
And then you can catch me outside. I'll be next to Superman.
It's going to be... Catch me outside.
It's going to be interesting. You're up on the Budweiser Terrace, where we'll be, where anyone can go, even if you don't have our theme ticket, but even if all the people show up early, that's a 1,000 people.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of people.
That is...
A lot of people.
That is the size of... That's like all downstairs at the pageant, essentially. Mm. That's a ton of people.
I wasn't really prepared for that.
Now so. You're freaking him out.
A little bit.
Oh. Or Mississippi. It's like a full Mississippi Nights.
I'll have to learn from Courtney. I'm going to be drinking early.
You better start now.
So Kevin's going to go on stage, I think. Did we?
11:30.
11:30. Okay. Because he has to do it, get it finished before the pregame, all the pregame ceremony stuff.
Yeah.
And Chris, our listener, has listened to the show for 32 years. Gets to throw out the first pitch.
That's so cool.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Wow, that's when I started doing traffic.
That's why
wow.
she started listening.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a rumor.
She's never been late since.
Now she's retired.
Oh, she's retired?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I know. Makes you jealous a little, doesn't it?
You know what, though? She's not bald like you are, so you got that going for you still.
She's
going
to be hotter than you today.
Yeah. She has long hair. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah. And listen, we have our whole staff's going to be there. Jill Devine's going to be broadcasting live.
I keep forgetting about that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Paul Cook stopping by, am I right?
That is what I've heard, yes.
Okay, and we're going to be videoing everything, so we'll have everything online at y98.com. Lots of pictures. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram for sure today.
And I'm sure you'll do an Instagram story of Kevin's performance.
100%. Yeah, we'll go live with that thing. At Courtney Co. Y98, you can watch him live.
All right.
On Instagram.
It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, Donka Shane.
Your Ashley Furniture Home Store weather, you know it. Today's show, they have a person here talking about the heat.
Yeah,
you know it's bad when they said, go to St. Louis to talk about the heat. Yeah, it's going to be nasty. Partly cloudy, hot and humid. Chance for a spot shower or storm, which would feel like major relief. But we're talking about heat index around 105 with a real... That's what bothers me. It feels like 105, but it's 95. Let's just call it 105.
I know. Well, that's a tough...
I know. But tomorrow it even gets warmer with heat indices. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Kevin, the intern, Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand. If you are missing Jen this week, she's on vacation. She is enjoying herself with friends and family. She'll be back next week. All right, let's talk about this old person app. Why have we not done it yet?
I intentionally didn't bring it up.
I know.
I fear aging more than anything in life.
Does it freak you out? Because I saw you commented on somebody's...
Scott from
Instagram.
Now 963, yeah.
Yeah, that I don't like this, is what you wrote, I think.
Yes. I think I said hate it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my whole Instagram feed is just old people.
Yeah.
That aren't actually old. And it takes you a minute.
What if you're actually old? How much older does it make you? I don't, you know, am I going to be like an 80-year-old woman?
Everyone I'd say looks about 73.
And if you have a beard, it just makes that full and white.
Yeah, and it, right, and it doesn't necessarily, like...
And Lance is the only one with a beard today.
Most people look kind of cool when they do it. You know who looks incredible is Millennial Monday's Alex Rich.
He does look good.
Because he's, like, dancing, because he's always partying, so it looks like a 75-year-old dude just owning the
and
dance floor.
And I think he has
floor.
A vest on, he's possibly.
He's the very most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, it totally is.
I don't know. I think it's, like, that's what Instagram is for. But now I've also heard this, that if you download this app to do this, and it wasn't this around a while ago?
The female one, it turned you into the opposite sex, the gender swap.
Oh, okay. I thought there was an old, there's a young person one, too, though. Can't you make yourself look really young?
Yeah, probably.
Or something?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyway, this app, the Face app, I think it's called, if you download it, they can take all your pictures.
Ew.
They can take all your pictures from, I think, your profile.
Oh, because you do it through...
Through Facebook or Instagram or whatever, maybe?
They can take them and do what?
They can download your pictures. I don't know what they do with them.
My pictures that are on Instagram that anyone can take?
I guess.
Maybe you mean it has access to the photos on your phone?
Maybe.
Which is dangerous.
I just saw somebody wrote that you should delete it after you do it because...
People were saying that about Bitmoji and stuff, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, I mean, it's a banner day for you. I think we try it with Kevin. And put it online. You can even use your publicity photo, Kevin, if you'd like.
Okay, that's
so it's
fine.
A handsome photo, you know.
Yeah.
Not that you don't always bring it in photos.
He's been nailing it lately.
He really has.
All the group photos we've done the last
he
few
always
weeks.
Looks good. He looks better than everybody.
Shining star.
I'm very curious what it's going to do to Lance with the beard.
Uh-oh.
So we need to discuss this and find out who's into doing this. Who's good with doing it? Who's got the app on their phone?
I definitely don't.
I don't.
All right, well, never mind. That was a good talk.
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We're hitting the road again this Friday for our diner and donut tour. Stop number 2, we will be in Crestwood, Mo. Have not been to Crestwood in any of our years of the diner and donut tour. Close, maybe, that one place that's on...
Yolklore on Watson?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess we were kind of close. But we are going to be at the barn, and we would love for you to come by. We start our broadcast at 6 a.m. It goes until 10. T-shirts, hopefully, will last past 7 a.m. And we brought a lot of shirts, and we're going to be bringing a lot of shirts to all the tour stops. But if you want breakfast for you and 3 of your friends to join us that morning on Friday, you can go to y98.com/donuts and register there.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convey. I'm going to share some facts. These are all true. And you guys are going to make fun of me. Kevin's going to play obnoxious sound effects. That's how it works. People love it. What can I say?
Exclusive.
First up, here's something you didn't know. All our listeners may not be familiar with this guy, but some will. There's an old yacht rocker from the 70s named Jay Ferguson.
Yes, I know Jay Ferguson very, very well.
You may know his hit single, Thunder Island.
It of course
like,
I
it
do.
Sounds like this.
Lady, in the sun with your hair undone.
My lady.
So that's Jay Ferguson.
And he has another song, too. What's his other song?
Shakedown Cruise.
But those are not his best-known songs. Those are ones that he put out back in the day.
That's all I know about Jay Ferguson.
Is those songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was also in a band called Spirit once upon a time.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Jay Ferguson's best-known composition, however, sounds like this.
What? Are you sure it's just not another guy named Jay Ferguson?
No, it's the Jay Ferguson. He wrote what would become the theme song to the TV show The Office.
Oh, so he took the path like others before him to go into soundtrack, you know,
Who knows?
Oingo Boingo guy, Stuart Copeland.
Yeah.
I mean, so many of them.
Danny Elfman from Oingo Boingo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most recently, if you're an NCIS Los Angeles fan, he does the music for that show.
What?
Jay
Ferguson does?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This guy's got his hands on a lot of things.
I love that. So that's such a good little nugget of trivia.
Pretty good start, right? You want more? You got it. Here's something you didn't know. This is amazing. I went down a whole rabbit hole on this thing. Beverly Hills Cop was originally going to be a straight action film starring Sylvester Stallone as a character named Axel Cobretti.
But
then they...
He pulled out 2 weeks before filming started, and the studio rewrote the movie to fit Eddie Murphy.
And it's so well done, too, to have to do a rewrite in 2 weeks.
One of the greatest movies of all time, yeah.
And then Stallone was a cop named Cobretti in Cobra.
Yeah, he stole some of the ideas from the script, they said. There's a lot of stuff I didn't know about Beverly Hills Cop. It's very interesting.
Oh, my gosh, there were so many great characters in that, too. Surge.
And a lot of it was improvised. A lot of the stuff with... Eddie Murphy and Judge Reinhold and the other cop, I forget his name, was just improvised.
Gerald Ford.
Definitely a bit of a surprise here.
We need the, I don't know, a banana in a tailpipe.
Here's something you need to know. The singer Gary Newman is older than the actor Gary Oldman. By 13 days.
I don't believe
it. Gary Newman here in my car. That's
here in my car.
And I think Gary Newman was like, everyone's going to sing like this in the future.
Here's something, you know, this blew my mind. I still can't think about this. A town in Tennessee, Bristol, Tennessee, is closer to Canada than it is to Memphis, Tennessee. Bristol is in the northeast corner of the state, which puts it about 400 miles from the Canadian border, and it's 500 miles from Memphis, which is in the southwest corner. Isn't that crazy? Lance's head is going to explode.
That ranks up there with the time I went to Detroit with some friends of mine, and we're like, hey, let's go to Canada. How do we get there? And the guy sitting next to me, who, you know, the co-pilot, says, you go south. It's like, you don't go south to get to Canada from Detroit. Actually, you do.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, but that's... crazy.
It is, right? I'm killing it so far. I'm getting through all these. This segment's going to be 15 minutes. Seriously, they're that good today.
Hey, Kevin's in charge of the fart, so it's when he deems it.
I got one.
Okay.
Here's something you didn't know.
Sound effect?
All right. Well, yeah,
I knew what you meant.
Okay.
Right.
He gets so uncomfortable.
Actually, I'm going to save this one for that. Here's something you know. Of the famous 57 varieties of products that Heinz originally made, Heinz 57, ketchup was 43rd.
What?
Are there any other interesting numerical oddities among that group?
There might be, but I've got more to get through.
Okay.
Hey, well, I don't mean to...
Here's something you didn't know. This is crazy. Rick Moranis was the first pick to be Ace Ventura.
I see that.
I can too.
But he turned it down and it went to Jim Carrey.
What was his last movie? Because he walked away from it all. Yeah, just watched Ghostbusters the other night and he's so great in that.
Honey, I Still Shrunk the Kids.
Wanted to raise his kids.
I know.
He felt terrible after shrinking them. He's like, I got to put some time in.
Then he blew them up.
Yeah.
Dude, that's not cool.
It took a lot of time. Here's something you didn't know. This is historical. Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert, was not at the theater when his dad was assassinated in 1865, but he was there when two other presidents were killed.
Yeah, I remember. We've talked about that little tidbit before. It is fascinating.
He was there with... James A. Garfield.
James Garfield, that's right. Train station in D.C.
And McKinley?
Yeah,
McKinley.
I like the same building in New York.
I like that Kevin gave us the A.
Yeah, he's the middle initial.
I don't want to confuse it with
James A. Garfield.
The cat.
Here's something you didn't know. Michael Jordan originally wanted to endorse Adidas, not Nike. But Adidas passed on signing him because the executives felt like he was too short to impress people. He's 6'6". They wanted 7-footers.
Whoa. And Nike then became the brand.
Absolutely.
I'm an Adidas girl.
He's a billionaire because of it. Well, they're not interested in you either.
I've got your shoes on and your golf skirt today.
I am impressed.
I got a few more. I'm not stopping. Here's something you need to know. The reason we call porcelain China is that the country China created and perfected it. So when it made its way to Europe in the 1500s, everyone just called it China.
Fascinating.
Thank you.
It's all right.
No, it's pretty good. Here's something you know. Busy Bone.
What?
From Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You know them best from this.
Bone, 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 bone. Tell me what you
Kevin got a live version.
Yeah, they're thrilled about that.
So Busy Bone, who's my favorite member of Bone Thugs and Harmony, was kidnapped as a child. His picture was shown at the end of the TV movie Adam. It's about John Walsh's son, Adam Walsh.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
So they did a TV movie about it. Then they showed missing kids at the end. Well, Busy Bone was one of those kids, and he was found. He went back home to Cleveland, Ohio, where he met the rest of Bone Thugs and started Bone
Thugs
and
Harmony. That's
interesting. Isn't that crazy?
All right, one more.
I got about seven more that I really like.
No, can't do seven more.
All right, I'll do one more for you. If you ate an entire human being, if you consumed an entire human being...
Happy breakfast, everyone.
You would take down approximately 81,500 calories. That's enough to survive for at least a few months.
I pooped my pants.
Things you didn't know.
How many months to survive?
A few.
Yeah, okay. That was... You know what?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Great Things You Didn't Know by Tim Convey. Any texts regarding...
People are still talking, but no, but I got mobbed in the hallway.
Did you?
Yeah.
Speaking of things you didn't know and all the good information, I think today is also National Gerbil Day. Or hamster day. I remember last week you had that little factoid about...
Oh, yeah. All hamsters are from two original hamsters in Syria.
Yes.
Things you didn't know.
So celebrate today, Tim.
I will.
Go to the baseball. Why don't you go to the baseball game?
You know what? I'm going to go.
All right. Hang out.
The rest of the day off. Go to the baseball.
Some of our listeners. Okay. So I was talking to a friend of mine that works in radio, and he was complaining because... His wife, he hates doing trivia nights, and his wife just offered his services for a trivia night. Somebody at work was talking about a trivia night, and they were looking for a host, and so she offered his services. And, you know, most of us on the show do a lot of trivia nights. Because we can read.
Right. Well, it's the worst when you get roped in, okay, in better words, and then you've got to write the questions, and you didn't realize that was part of the deal.
That would never be a part of my deal. Wherever you did this trivia night, have you not heard of the word no? No, that's not going to happen.
It would just become Tim Convey trivia. I'd be like, who was my first grade teacher?
Yeah, I have a whole category of just Tims.
Nobody? No, it's Mrs. Patrick. Okay.
Luckily, most of my friends, like, they will call me and do this. I hate to ask you to do this, but could you do a trivia night for me? And for my friends, I will sometimes, depending on how much I like you. Right. So now anybody listening that's friends with me knows if I like them a lot or not.
And it always
if
feels
I've
good
agreed.
When you do one and you get a thank you note or something that says, hey, we appreciate you coming out and doing
it. But then when they go radio silent, it ticks you off.
Yeah,
and that's like, happened.
Hello.
That's happened a lot
right.
in the past. But I bring this up because that's really the only thing that we're offered for what we do for a living. But I was thinking about all the different trades people have. And what your significant other offers up to people that you know how to do.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, say your significant other paints. Oh, John can come by and get that knocked out in a day.
Yeah.
Like, what talent...
That's why I avoid significant others, because they always be like, oh.
That's why I avoid having talents.
No, I was just thinking, Lance, I can see Libby all the time. Lance knows how to get there. Why don't you tell me?
Well, that's true. Courtney always uses me when she gets lost.
I do, and I'm lost a lot.
My favorite, though, is where's this Dos Bebo? You just look for the big windmill.
Listen, I was driving for a long time.
I know. I'm just giving
And I didn't know where I was, and it was getting a little rough in sections.
You told me the intersection, it's like you're fine, you're on the right path.
And then you keep driving, then you start doubting yourself, and then you turn around.
I do that too.
So that's why I called you before I turned around. around. So I thought it'd be fun to for you to text, like, what services can you provide that people constantly offer up for free?
Yeah.
That just makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Text us your story at 531-9898.
Sucker for you.
Y98, Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's today's best music mix. Looking forward to hanging out with all of our listeners that bought tickets for Courtney and Company Day Off at the ballpark. It is sold out, and we'll have our biggest crowd ever, but it's such a great deal. It makes sense. I know it's going to be one of the hottest days of the year until tomorrow, but $20 for a t-shirt, ticket, and a drink voucher, that's a great deal. So we're looking forward to hanging out with you, Kevin singing Danke Schön, Chris, longtime listener, getting to throw out the first pitch. It's going to be a fun day. Make sure you follow us on Instagram because we will be going live with Kevin's performance and posting pictures. Courtney and Co, Y98. All right, let's talk about stuff that your services are offered for free by different people because you know how to do them. And especially if you don't have a business, but you know how to refinish cabinets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's out of business, but you're good at it. Mm-hmm. People offering your services. And we asked you to text at 531-9898.
This one says, I'm a realtor. My husband constantly tells people I'll discount my commission if they use me to list their house.
Oh, because he thinks he's helping her with business, but the discount thing is hurtful.
Right.
Somebody else said, I can sew. People ask me to mend their clothes all the time for free. Can you put 5 buttons on 5 pairs of pants? Can you patch up the blown out knees in these shoes? And now the tailor wants too much money. No, I'm not your personal tailor. I don't want to fix your clothes. Just no.
Oh, man. Mm. See, that's the thing. Have no talents and hobbies and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a graphic designer. I get asked all the time
websites.
To design little things, quote unquote, invitations, yeah. logos for free all the time.
Well, this is their business too.
Yeah.
Hire
me. Designers, I think, get it rough.
I bet, I'll tell you who I think gets it rough. Interior designers / decorators.
Oh, yeah.
If that's what they do and they're great at it, you know that people are constantly calling them like, come over and just take a look at my house.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Yes. Well, I mean, everybody wants her opinion.
Yeah.
But doesn't hire her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she's not exactly the best about saying no.
Oh, see?
So
and yes, you got to be able to say no.
Somebody else said, I'm a hairdresser. I'll be at a party or a family function, and my husband or kids will offer haircuts to anyone who needs them. I've even done a haircut around a campfire during a float trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Yeah, you want a campfire haircut.
This person says, I am a nurse. My husband works in a factory. The guys that he works with, he always makes me call. He always has them call me on Facebook or Facebook message me.
To ask them questions.
To show me every dog bite, every smashed finger,
yeah.
everything. They're always like, this is really infected. Should I go to the doctor?
I'm guilty of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a good doctor person, so I wait to find a doctor at a party to ask them about my ailments and injuries.
Speaking of which, save that number. We have some questions. That graphic designer, too, we could use. So
listen, if you have your services always being offered out for free, we'd love to hear from you. 314-531-9898. Your Ashley Home Store weather, you know the drill. Cloudy, hot, humid. We're talking heat index around 105 with a high of 95. And then tomorrow, it just gets worse. And that's from Thursday until Saturday. So just stay cool. Make sure your animals aren't left outside. Make sure they have plenty of water. And check on the... Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Going through all your texts at 531-9898. I feel like we're helping you unload and teach others not to ask all the time for free services. Tim was on the phone for a long time with somebody that works for Apple Vacations, but they're not a travel agent.
And people assume that she knows everything about all the hotels and she can just book their stuff. So she's like, yeah, I'll give you discounts. That's easy. I'll just give you a code and whatever. But they're like, cool. We want to go to, you know, Tahiti in November. And they're like,
no, that's
you got to do it.
Yeah. Or like, how's this hotel?
Yeah.
Well, according, it's got five apples.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Right.
She does, she's not an agent. She just works for Apple. We also talked to Lori about 20 minutes ago, and she made a three-tier wedding cake, red velvet cake with cream cheese icing for her son's wedding. And their wedding was featured in some bridal magazine, and it had her name as the person that made the cake. And her son always tells everyone that, oh yeah, my mom made our wedding cake. So people are constantly asking Lori to make her their wedding cakes. She's a banker. She wants banker hours, not baker hours. She's like, I don't even know how to do it. I just made one cake. It wasn't that, you know, much trouble to do. But what kind of text did you get, Kevin?
Well, you mentioned, you know, wedding. Speaking of that, this person is a photographer, and they always get, hey, could you come to my wedding anniversary celebration and maybe just take a few photos, you know, since we're like lifelong friends?
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not how it works, Karen.
Is that what they wrote?
Yeah, I imagine photographers get it
quite a terrible.
Bit. I'm probably guilty of that.
Really?
Well, yeah, probably. This is good. This is a good segment to do because it also makes people more aware of the things that you ask people to do.
Massage therapist.
Okay, you said. Come rub my shoulders.
This person's a veterinarian, and they always get, hey, you know, my dog's sick. My cat has this. What can we do?
I might do that. I might be that person if I ran into a vet and ask about Peebo Bryson.
Yeah.
His food just got recalled. And because of it could cause heart disease, so I've been searching for a new food. Any vets, let me know.
This person has a creative writing degree, and they're always asked by people to write them up some things. You know, write this, write that, for free, which is also plagiarism if they don't put my name to what I'm writing.
Ooh. What do you think they're like, hey, write a novel for me?
Yeah, what are they writing?
I don't know. Like a graduation speech, or maybe like a slogan for your business, or maybe like
kind of like when I tweeted when Maya Angelou passed away, the one of her quotes, and didn't give her credit because I ran out of room.
And you also waited till she passed away so you wouldn't have to pay her.
This person says, I mean no offense to my friends or anything because I'm so pleased that they think I'm so great, but I'm a social worker and I often get calls from friends who say, would you talk to my best friend's husband's brother's daughter-in-law nephew? We think he has a drinking problem. Seriously?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I'm a medical transcriptionist. My husband is always telling people I can diagnose their medical problems, which I can't, but I can spell them correctly.
Okay, if you want to unload, I think we're providing a really good service for people, you know, so you don't make this mistake and ask a friend that normally charges for this if they'll do something for free. Continue to text us, 531-98.
I was getting kind of used to being so weird. My guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig with me, Tim Convy, filling in for Jen Myers, who is on vacation. We talked about it in the earlier Schmig, but the Emmy nominations are out. The final season of Game of Thrones taking the most nods. We talked all about that, which also helped HBO reclaim as the network with the most Emmy nominations from Netflix. Lots of interesting things. Jimmy Fallon, we mentioned earlier, was snubbed. All the late night shows essentially nominated for something except for his. Big Little Lies, Stranger Things, and Handmaid's Tale. People were throwing a fit because those weren't nominated, but they just didn't make the cutoff date. Generally, the majority of episodes of a show must air between June 1st of the previous year and May 31st of the current year, so those will all be eligible next year. Julia Roberts put out that Amazon show Homecoming. They were not nominated for anything. She posted an Apple News notification that said, quote, biggest Emmy nomination snubs, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, and Emma Stone. And then Julia Roberts said, well, at least I'm in exceptional company.
Isn't that great? You get an Apple alert, like, with your name on it being snubbed. So hurtful.
Yeah, it'd be great. We'll give a few categories here. Outstanding drama series, Better Call Saul, which is so good.
I'm behind, way behind.
I love it.
But What's His Face is nominated, and I didn't know he was on. I haven't watched in so long.
Who?
The drug guy.
Oh.
That in Breaking Bad.
Gus Fring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Giancarlo.
He was nominated.
Yeah, he's great. Better Call Saul, Bodyguard on Netflix, Game of Thrones on HBO, Killing Eve, which I feel like we should be watching.
Sounds great. Yeah. My brother loves it.
Ozark, which we love, Pose on FX, Succession on HBO, and This Is Us, which I've never heard of.
Comedy series,
Barry on HBO, Fleabag on Amazon, Russian Doll on Netflix, The One That You Can't Say, Good Place, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Veep. And then St. Louis shout out Sterling K. Brown, nominated for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for This Is Us, up against Odenkirk though, so we'll see. Anyway, all these nominations up at Y98.com. Time Magazine posted their annual list of the most influential people on the internet.
So Twitter, Instagram, those are the two biggest, right?
Yeah, or just even if you're like running a blog or stuff, but for the most part, yeah, it's going to be social media people. Any ideas?
President Trump.
Yeah. Some of these don't make sense. President Trump and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez both made the list.
It's been a great success.
Their tweets pretty much make the news every single day. Lil Nas X was number one.
I don't
love this list. Korean boy band BTS, number two. Yeah. Ariana Grande, three. Number four, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle together. Cardi B is on there. The guy who did the picture of the egg and made it the most liked picture on Instagram, he made the list.
How? He's like...
Because that was a sensation.
Yeah, but does he do more than that?
No. What else do you need?
I don't know.
Most liked picture on Instagram? Other political people. Jada Pinkett Smith is on there because she's got that Facebook show.
That dumb show where we don't need to hear any more about your sex life.
It's so strange. So strange. Anyway, other interesting people on that. Take a look at that at Y98.com. We kind of knew this and figured this, but now it has been officially announced. Thor 4 is happening.
Ooh.
Avengers Endgame came out.
Didn't he gain a bunch of weight?
Well, yeah, but he'll lose it.
Okay.
Or it will be all about Fat Thor, which I kind of like.
Fat Thor 4. Thor 4. Fat Thor. I would watch. That's a tongue twister. I'd watch that for sure. Yeah, because we didn't know with the Avengers who's going to be the next to have a movie, but that is definitely happening. And directed and written by the guy who did Ragnarok, the last Thor movie, which was a huge sensation.
So well done.
That's a big deal. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's number one on our movie reviewer, our 10-year-old movie reviewer, Patrick's.
He loves Ragnarok.
Loved it.
It is really funny. This is interesting. So they announced that live action musical, The Little Mermaid. They're doing obviously live action for any Disney movie ever made. Like The Rescuers is going to get a live action one, I'm sure.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Favreau's in talks for that one as well. But listen to this. So they're going to do The Little Mermaid one, and they cast Ariel, and they've cast a few other people. But the one that just got announced, and I think... Isn't Melissa McCarthy in it, too?
Is she?
Handful of other people. But they're talking about, for Prince Eric, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
I'm a Styles fan.
All these live-action Disney movies. Lion King comes out this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear what they did at the game last night? They did the Simba cam, and they went to parents that were holding kids, and they would hold their kids up.
That's awesome.
I think it's great.
That's the greatest.
That is really that I would like to see. Yeah, and their new Beyonce video song from the movie, that just came out, too. That's at 198.com. But yeah, Harry Styles is going to play Eric. Eric, no songs in the movie, but I guess they wrote him some in the Broadway musical, so he'll sing in this. You get Styles, you make him sing, right? I mean, that's how it goes. Katy Perry doing anything to get in the news, including talking about her new health regimen, which is something called Ayurvedic medicine, which is an ancient Indian healing system that includes, quote, a whole lot of enemas.
Ancient Indian secret,
it's
huh?
It's great. You definitely feel more energy, she says. It basically, like, gets all the blank out of you. Every pun intended.
Well, yeah, that's the point of an enema.
That's what enemas do. Right.
Can't you over-enema?
You can't over-enema.
I think we found a new Ken Kevin.
Can you over-enema?
Hey.
You can. I want to say this, too. The Simpsons.
What kind of video is that going to be?
It's not my problem. Oh my God. I'm an ideas guy.
It's the most watched on. Who knew?
More on this and a whole lot more at Y98.com. You can also check out the Schmig in podcast form at Y98.com. And this was announced as well. The Simpsons, they do their annual Halloween episode, Treehouse of Horror. And this year, they're going to parody Stranger Things. Find out more about that at Y98.com. Here is our pal, Lance Hildebrand. He's bald and he knows his way around the street. July 17th. Let's, before we hit the celebrity birthdays, let's talk about some things that happened today. You're on 198.
On this date.
Well, it didn't happen on 198, but we're on 198 talking about it. On this
I
date.
I think I played an Ambrosia threefer on this date in 1990.
Oh, you're the,
lucky
what
you.
Is the biggest part of me? What has that going on?
That might have been one of them. Mm-hmm. How Much I Feel was probably another
That's
one.
How much I feel for you, baby.
And probably the third one was,
Yeah,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the other one.
Okay, so while you continue, and we'll
64 years ago today in 1955, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California.
What year?
1955.
Okay. I went in the 70s. They had a Bionic Man exhibit where you could lift a van and you'd be on the screen.
That's pretty cool.
I know. It was cool.
I bet you're the only woman who did that.
I did not do the van thing, but I did run on something where it made you look like you ran real fast.
Oh, that's gross. Cool
reference.
What is it?
You're the only woman.
You're the only woman. Okay. Thanks, Kevin.
Nice.
Love it.
It was just three... 3 years ago in 2016 that Kim Kardashian posted videos of Kanye secretly recording his phone call conversation with Taylor Swift. Remember that? 3 years ago. And also, shout out, no longer with us, but St. Louis's own Phyllis Diller. It is her birthday today.
She's got to be, or she would have been somewhere
close
around
to
100. Yeah.
102, folks. She was born in 1917.
I had an opportunity to meet her in studio many years ago.
Is that
ago.
Right?
Wow, yeah, and she did not have her wig on.
Really? Oh.
She was awesome.
Was she so funny?
She was so great.
How long ago? What year?
Well, it was when I was, it was my first radio gig on Hampton Avenue, so it had to be like 90, somewhere between 93 and 95.
Wow.
I think she was performing at the Muni.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so cool.
Was she in,
I don't even
Wizard
know.
Wizard of Oz, I think.
No idea. I just know she came in studio, and she was great.
Let's do some celebrity birthdays. Kerry Hart, he's a professional motocross racer. He is married to an artist that I think we play on this station called Pink.
Not Corey Hart.
Kerry Hart,
is
right.
Is your dad celebrating, Tim?
Kerry Hart, no, he's jealous of the guy.
Yeah. Tim's dad loves Pink.
How old is Kerry Hart?
I'm going to say 42.
I'm going to say 41.
I thought 40.
Yeah.
44.
Wow. 44. Mm.
He's getting up there. David Hasselhoff, guys. It's his birthday today.
The Hoff. Oh, man. I wish you would have jumping my car ready to go.
Hang on. I'll find it.
While Kevin's looking, I'm going to venture a guess and say he is 67.
Nailed it. 67.
Oh, my gosh.
The Hoff is 67. I'm going to do two more for you.
Don't
up
keep
next.
Talking. I can't find jumping my car.
Sorry, I got it right.
another St. Louisan, or St. Louis ties, whatever it is. Alex Winter, you know him as Bill S. Preston Esquire in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I just watched it. It was on Showtime or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's really bad. Have you watched it recently?
It's very of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the
it
first
was,
one.
It was prior to me knowing what Circle K's were. Because we didn't have them around here.
You're right. Oh,
and now they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Good
That's
point.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You love Circle K.
I do. I'm a big fan.
He's also in The Lost Boys.
49.
Ooh.
What, he's not? He's older?
I think he's older.
52?
55.
54.
Huh.
Alex Winter. And finally, this is a tricky one. Donald Sutherland.
Oh, man.
I got a number.
Kiefer's dad.
I
he was
too.
In the Hunger Games. He was
gave
in Kiefer, Animal House.
Ordinary
he gave Kiefer,
people.
Like, nine
people.
Names. You know that Kiefer Sutherland has, like, a nine
yes.
name name.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so 50.
I think 60,
what's 70. His main thing? When you think of Donald Sutherland, what do you think of?
Now I think of those orange juice commercials.
Yeah. The Hunger Games.
I think of
what's like Body his, Snatchers.
What's he famous? What put him on the map?
He was in Animal House.
Animal House.
I know, but
he
what
was in
put
MASH,
it, what?
The movie?
Yeah,
that's right.
He was in Backdraft.
I gotta say he's 86.
Oh, that's right, he was. And he was great in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think around there too. 84?
84 is correct. Donald Sutherland is 84. Big day today. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you.
Come on and jump in my car.
Yeah, get it, David.
It's too far to walk on your own.
It's too far to walk.
No, thank you, sir.
Come on up and just where they got.
No, thank you, sir.
How can you stay that we've only just met? She's got way there, but I'll get her yet.
I got you there.
No. That's a little creepy. That's got some Maybe it's cold outside vibes to it, right?
It does.
Don't care for that. And right now, you love him for the ambrosia he...
Part of the Lance Hildebrand 3 for...
You know, you talk about creepy lyrics and stuff, Tim. There's a lyric in this song where he talks about, I still see... Basically, he intimates he sees his ex-lover's face when he's making love with his new lover.
Yikes. Mm.
Ew, creepy.
Does he use the word lover?
I hope he does. Oh, man.
All right, moving on. Let's wrap up the conversation we had earlier about people that offer your services for free to other people, significant other, friends, or always call you to whatever your talent is, want to know if you can do it for free, even if you get paid for it. A bunch of texts that will wrap this segment up. 531-9898 is our text line.
This person works in IT, and they are constantly asked to come and set up people's home and networks, home networks, their televisions, anything and everything that deals with that stuff.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. I mean, we could use you here if you want to help with some of our computers.
Yeah, we need to save all these numbers. I'm a nanny, so friends always assume I'll watch their kids whenever they need. That's insane,
what?
Right? Somebody else is a teacher at a daycare, and they always get people the same thing. Come babysit. Or at family functions, they think they're just going to wrangle the kids. Like, they're just in charge of the kids.
Are you kidding me?
No.
This person mows lawns on the side.
Oh, come on. That's a service that you have to pay for.
They mow lawns on the side, and a neighbor would always ask if I could just zip through and get the lawn.
Oh, man.
Because you've got the big mower, it would be a lot faster.
Well, you got it running, and you got gas in it. Come on by.
You're
zip
on
through.
It. Just zip on through. This they should write something in their lawn.
This is another one that's got to be bad. My fiance is a mechanic, and I get all my friends saying, hey, can your guy just come take a look at my car? Like, he's got a lot of free time and wants to work on their cars. Mechanics got to get it.
Oh, man,
right?
I didn't even think about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people are doing the sound effect noises with their mouths. Like, my car sounds like
it
this.
It's doing kind of
it's
a...
It's doing a...
kind of thing.
This person's a pianist, and they're always...
Be careful.
They play the piano, and people ask them all the time, would you play our event, or would you come by and do our wedding?
Again, this is what they do for a living, mm-hmm. So you can hire me.
Right, and then pay is never part of the deal. And then this person reminded me a ton of... just like my sister, because I've used her for this. My mom offers me for tax advice, my sister is an accountant, or to do other people's tax returns, even though I haven't done them professionally for over 10 years.
Oh.
Yeah, there's been no rule changes in the last 10 years.
Yeah, nothing's happened in the past year at all. Thank you for all your texts. If you want to text us anytime, 531-9898. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. We have a special guest on the show that's staying a little longer than normal and is going to have a really long day today, our friend Lance Hildebrand.
Who's, by the way, bald, I understand, today.
You weren't offended by that, were you?
No. That happened a long time ago.
Nick's trying to wear a hat now when he golfs because we get so much sun when we golf. I always wear a visor. And he takes it off when he goes to hit a ball. I'm like, you're in a cart and covered, and then you take it off when you hit a ball. That's where you're in the sun.
And then he puts it right back on after he hits the ball?
Yes.
He's got to get used to it.
He can't take it, though, because of all his hair.
He's got a lot of hair.
Is what I'm saying.
Right.
That it's cooler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you.
That's what makes I was sense. Thinking of.
Yeah.
4 hours later, still trying to make Lance feel better.
But, I didn't mean it like that.
Any kind of cover for any period of time while you're out in the sun is not going to hurt. So, I mean, if he takes it on and off, it's still good to have that hat.
Totally all right. Well, there is a story that Tim has been excited about telling us all morning long because it's a bizarre story.
I love this. Here's the deal. A 66-year-old high-ranking government official in Iowa was recently forced to resign because of his obsession with Tupac. California love. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've heard of political scandal before, but this is bizarre and makes no sense to me. Tell me to resign.
Tell me what you think. This guy, 66 years old, his name is Jerry Foxhoven. He was the Department of Human Services director for the state of Iowa. That's a legit big old job. And apparently, Jerry was a massive Tupac fan, and it bled into his work. Just a few things that he did. He would host Tupac Fridays every week, where he'd play the music in his office. He'd regularly email lyrics to coworkers. A search found that he sent 350 pages worth of emails with the word Tupac in them over the last 2 years.
Oh my gosh, he's got a problem.
Yeah. It gets better. On Jerry's 65th birthday, he had Tupac cookies decorated with the words Thug Life. That, of course, tattooed across Tupac's abs. And then last month, he sent an email to all 4,300 employees that work beneath him, telling them they should commemorate Tupac's birthday over the weekend by listening to his music. Okay. The next day, Jerry was asked to resign from his job by the governor of Iowa.
Whoa.
Why? What is the cause there?
I don't know. Apparently, people had complained about Jerry's Tupac obsession before, and that email was the last straw. A spokesman for the governor said, quote, a lot of factors led to the resignation request.
I feel like there's going to be a lawsuit here, though.
Yeah, because, I mean,
it's harmless.
I don't hear anything too egregious about what he did.
That's one of those things that if it's like a cool, likable person, it's quirky,
okay.
Quirky trait that everyone kind of gets a kick out of. If it's someone that people don't like or they're a jerk or something, you're just like, enough with the Tupac. But it's especially if you see a picture of this guy. I'll put it this way: he looks like a Department of Human Services director for the state of Iowa. So it's really funny. I mean, he's 66 years old. It's funny to think of him as this hardcore Tupac fan, but he was, and it cost him his job.
Wow.
You put this story up online.
It's up,
so you can see a picture of Jerry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.